on your smartphone
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The bill for the UK to leave the EU is expected to be up to £39 billion. A deal has been struck between the Prime Minister and the European Union to move Brexit talks onto the next phase. It includes no hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. Shadow Brexit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer has given us his reaction.
Good that we're moving on. We need to look at the detail. Some of what's in the document, as far as I can see, is a bit vague. Northern Ireland, it's aspirational. We hope to achieve this, hope to achieve that. But as I say, it is good that the talks are moving on.
A man's appeared in court and denied murdering his ex-girlfriend in a shopping centre car park in Medway. 23-year-old Molly McLaren was stabbed to death in her car at Dockside Outlet Centre in Chatham in June. Joshua Stimpson, who's 26 and from High Street in Waltham, has claimed diminished responsibility. A man's been arrested on suspicion of rape following an alleged attack in Maidstone. It's said to have happened in the Grove Green area of town on Wednesday. A 26-year-old man was detained in the early hours of this morning. There's a call for more volunteers to help teach primary school children across Kent how to spot the signs of abuse. Over the past year, teams have visited more than 160 schools and spoken to almost 46,000 youngsters across the county. The NSPCC run the Speak Out, Stay Safe assemblies so kids know who to turn to if they're worried. Robin Flack, deputy head at Selsted Primary near Hawkinge.
I thought it was done very tastefully, and I think it's also something that's quite necessary. You know, we're living in an age where there are lots of opportunities for children to potentially be hurt, and it's important that children are aware of that. We're not hiding anything that they don't already know. We're actually just promoting that for them.
Hundreds of pounds worth of stereo equipment's been seized from a woman in Folkestone after neighbours complained she was playing loud music late into the night. The council says she ignored letters asking her to lower the volume, so they had to step in earlier this week. Canterbury's poet laureate told KMFM he's hoping to use his 3 years in the role to raise awareness of young people leaving care. Lem Sisse was fostered when he was a baby before being sent to a care home when he was 12.
I don't think that anything could be worse for me than it was for me as a child. So I feel empowered by sharing my story.
He's now arranging a Christmas dinner for 18 to 25-year-olds in the city.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham are back in league action this weekend for their third game in a week. They're travelling to take on bottom of the table Plymouth Argyle following a draw in the FA Cup and defeat in the Checkatrade Trophy. And Premier League games will be played on a Saturday night for the first time from 2019. 8 matches in the primetime TV slot are up for grabs when broadcasters bid for rights to show 200 fixtures, 32 more than the current deal. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.